Paul Smith from Art Centre is with us today. It's an award-winning creative space for people who are accessing support for either a mental health or addiction issue, and it's in Otepoti. The team want to bring more Māori artists in and incorporate Tau Māori into their community and building relationships with mana whenua. Paul Smith is with us from Art Centre. Thanks for your time, Paul. My name's Dale. I appreciate you spending some time with us, brother. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. No, it's a pleasure to be here and to talk about what the work we do. And, yeah, I mean, it's also cool to just talk about the sector that we're in, the creative spaces, which don't get a lot of publicity.
And creative spaces as a tool to help in life too. And many of the people that you work with, I'm assuming, are very talented, but can have at times some personal challenges. Let's put it that way. What's the motivation for building engagement via the arts through Art Centre? And I know you're trying to interweave more Māori kaimahi concepts, etc., into the way you roll as a kaupapa. But the stage is yours for a moment. Paul, tell us about Art Centre and what it does and does well.
So as a creative space, I mean, we are a wellbeing space and a creative space. Our mission is to support people's wellbeing through creativity and community. And so we're working with Tangata Whaiora and supporting them. We've got a real talented team of artists who are our kaimahi, our staff. And, they have a range of skills. So everything from painting, music, creative writing, glass art, ceramics, quite a wide range of things. And we've got this beautiful big space on one of the main streets in Otepoti here. And it's like a department store. And you can just come in and, have all these art experiences and be supported to do that. But, it is quite a challenge for some people, even just getting in the door or getting out of their home. And when people are going through a mental health journey, they can get quite isolated, and that becomes its own problem. So connection is super important. And so, that sense of community that we build here has, its own sort of support system built in, because all the artists, and we call everyone that comes here an artist, they support each other. And they might not necessarily be into that sort of music or that sort of art, but everyone supports each other in their mahi. And it's quite a beautiful thing to see. And we really feel quite privileged to watch people come out of their shells, try new things, and connect with other people. And so it's quite an amazing space, and there's spaces like this all over the country. We're one of the longest running ones in the country, 37 years now. And as an organisation, we're just a small non-profit, and we're very lucky to have a good relationship with Te Whatu Ora, and they've supported us for a long time. But, as a small organisation, you have this commitment to upholding te tiriti o waitangi, but, how do you make it real? And so we had a big strategic planning session last year, and we decided, look, we need to sort of not just talk the talk, we need to walk the talk. And so, we've made some goals around, normalising the use of tikanga, te reo Māori, and trying to bring that into the core aspect of our work, which is the creativity.
Well, it's neat to hear that Art Centre is doing as much as it can. I want to wish you well in the journey to have more meaningful relationships with mana whenua, and certainly appreciate you spending a bit of time with us, Paul. All the best to the team at Art Centre and those neat people that you're working with, brother. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, cool. Hey, thank you so much. And, we've got some great things lined up. We are about to do a trip out to Pukutaraki Marae. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do, just to connect with mana whenua. And we do have Māori staff who who are working with, you know, our artists and helping them, you know, with their mahi toi. And you know, there's some beautiful work that's happening here, but we're on a long journey, and it doesn't happen overnight. And we're just really looking forward to some of the initiatives we've got coming up. And one of them is, just before I go, I just mention that this visiting artist program, artists from the Māori community, and bringing them into Art Centre here to run projects over the next year. So, you know, we've got a few projects lined up, and we're really excited about just that connecting with Māori arts and the Māori community around us here. And yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And so are we. Nice meeting you, Paul. Thanks for sharing some time with us on Pākehā.
All the best.
Te nauri, brother. Thank you. Ko Pākehā te hoti.